talk about two more topics for the bottom of the hour. Going to be talking about this spread of TB among cattle. Farmers are being told they need to do more to tackle it as there's a major badger cull going on. But what on earth is going on there? We'll talk about that. Plus, we're going to be talking about now why the conviction rate for sex offences is so much lower than for other categories of offence. New data reduced by the Crown Prosecution Service has revealed that one in four of defendants have been acquitted in sex offence cases. That's far, far higher than those who get acquitted in other offences. The highest conviction rates are in cases involving drug offences. That's 93%. Theft and handling, 92%. Public order, 90%. And even in murder cases, the overall conviction rate is 85.8%. Well, these figures have been compiled by Chris Soltry's solicitors. Let's talk to Chris Soltry. From Chris Soltry's solicitors, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
These figures, I mean, this is a subject I've been talking about and writing about for many years. This doesn't surprise me, but did it surprise you that the conviction rate was so much lower for sex offences?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because I've been involved in the work for 20-odd years, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
But is it something to be concerned about?
It certainly is. And I think the main reason the acquittal rate is so relatively high is that the CPS and police are putting forward weak cases, which haven't been subjected to proper scrutiny. So once they're in front of the jury, the jury are acquitting.
And we've seen that, of course. We had some very high-profile cases of a whole collection of young men over a period of a year or two whose cases were going to court. They're eventually getting apologies from the judge that they've even been dragged to the courts because there's pretty much no evidence that any crime has been committed. And in many cases, clear evidence that a crime hadn't been committed.
Yes, I mean, that's the distinction between sexual offences and most other offences, especially historical or non-recent sexual offences. There's no evidence of a crime having been committed at all, apart from the testimony of the complainant. So whereas in a murder you'll have a dead body, or yeah, a burglary you'll have evidence of forced entry, fingerprints, all the rest of it, in historic sexual offences, all you have is a complainant's story.
And this is the issue, isn't it? It is a very different crime from any other crimes, and that's why, of course, we treat it very differently in terms of the victim being and the complainant being able to maintain anonymity and to do so for life, because there has been seen to be this stigma attached. But there's also, of course, the stigma not just for the victim but also for the person accused of the crime. You know, the no smoke without fire attitude that a lot of people have. We've had the former director of public prosecutions, Alison Saunders. She just recently left the job, and I say not a day too soon, in my view. And she was talking about how she wanted to get the conviction rate up, and she wanted to have more prosecutions for rape and a higher conviction rate. Did that trouble you at all? Because I was troubled by that, because it seems to me the conviction rate, I mean, you know, it depends what the reason is. If the reason why people aren't being convicted or they're not going to trial is because there isn't evidence, then that's not something we should be worried about.
It's absolutely the wrong way to look at it. You're quite correct. And the CPS, as lawyers, prosecute in the interest of the general public, and that includes defendants. So the CPS, and this is a message to the new DPP, Max Hill, should not become involved in crusades to increase the conviction rate for any type of offence. And with regard to sexual offences, what the new DPP needs to do is to reinstate the proper rules of evidence so defendants are convicted on the consistency and cogency of evidence.
Yes, it's old-fashioned, but it's worked for many years and will continue to work. I mean, we have to get rid of a lot of the old beliefs that people have about, you know, a woman wearing a short skirt inviting rape, all those horrible old myths and rumours. But in terms of evidence, we still need to actually have proper evidence that any crime has been committed before we start putting people in jail for often many, many years. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris Soltry's. Appreciate that. Interesting bit of research there. Let's move on, talk about a very different story.